In the age of online advertising, some people still use the old-school method to promote the stuff they want to buy and sell by posting on bulletin boards in laundromats, restaurants, and other places. WISO's Bulletin Board Diaries brings you the stories behind some of these ads. Today, a business card found on a bulletin board at a Lebanon restaurant leads us to a horse barn in Franklin. WISO's Jerry Kenny has the story.
Hey.
I'm Christina.
Christina. Jerry.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Inside the barn in Franklin, stalls run the length of both sides. In one stall, three tiny baby goats announce their presence while huddling together in a pile of hay. On the other side of the barn are the two horses that Christina Green is here to see. Christina is a farrier specializing in what's called barefoot trimming. That means she cares for the hooves of horses who don't wear iron horseshoes. She also cares for donkeys, mules, and small livestock animals. Farriers as a profession have been organized for about 700 years. One of the horses Christina will work on today is Hank, a big brown horse with hooves the size of dinner plates.
Okay. Hi, Hank. Good boy. So Hank is a draft horse.
Beautiful.
Yep, he is 25 years old, so they just got a couple months ago, and he's still trying to gain weight. That's why he looks the way he does.
Oh, okay.
Hank is essentially a rescue horse. He should weigh about 2,000 pounds, but when his new owners found him, he was at least 500 pounds underweight.
Okay, now Hank is almost completely blind, and was it right eye, I believe? So sometimes he wants to walk around and do things. I have to let him know I am here.
Starting with one of Hank's back legs, Christina begins her work.
So you just kind of ask them for their leg by touching it, petting it, reassuring them you're not going to yank on them and make them fall over. Hang up. Hang up. Like that. Good boy. Okay, easy. Stand.
Once Hank is ready, Christina places his leg hoof side up in a sturdy metal stand. She cleans and trims the frog, that's the triangular center of the hoof. Then she trims and balances the hoof wall and file finishes the bottom and side edges. Christina is basically giving Hank a supersized mani-pedi, but what she's doing is actually more about the horse's health than making his hooves look nice.
Hoof down. Everyone. He's like, nope. Not today.
Horse hoofs are made from a tough protein called keratin, the same material that human nails and hair are made of. The hooves grow, and so they need to be trimmed and kept even to prevent balance issues. The hooves also carry a lot of weight and need to be kept healthy.
Wild horses do not have to have their hooves trimmed because they do it themselves. They travel about 25 miles a day. They don't have to worry about human interference helping them.
Christina is 27 years old. Her long, wavy blonde hair is pulled back in a ponytail. In blue jeans and a sweater, she also sports thick rubber boots and a pink apron. Not the kitchen variety. This apron is more like the chaps worn by bull riders. On her hands, a pair of tough leather gloves.
Good boy. Good.
Christina likes to talk to the animals as she works. She says it helps keep them calm.
It shows that someone actually cares.
Hank's trimming takes a while because of his age and past neglect. A foul smell emanates from an infected hoof as Christina cleans out the dirt and other debris. She tells me it's improved since her last visit, but it's clearly still causing Hank distress.
Bearing down today.
The horse pulls his leg back, knocking over the stand, defiantly stomping his hoof in protest. Christina comforts Hank and deftly continues with her job.
It's a lot of work. It really is. I mean, if you don't mind being dirty or being kicked or coming home smelling like horses, it's a great job. It's not going to faint a heart, though.
This career path has come as a bit of a surprise for Christina, who says she didn't grow up on a farm and only started riding horses at the age of 20. She learned the farrier trade after getting a horse of her own and has been doing the work for about 6 years.
The most I've ever trimmed one day, which I regret, is 15. 15 full horses. It's a lot of work, and you're just a leave, a hot shower, 10 hours of sleep, and you should be fine, but sometimes it takes more than a day to rebound from it.
Christina currently cares for roughly 160 animals and says she develops a close bond with most of them.
I really care about my horses that I trim. They're not mine. But I try to get to know them. So every horse has their own strengths and weaknesses, their own personality. And sometimes you become attached, you know, they're not yours. It's like, worst part about being a farrier, you get a call saying the horse passed away.
With Hank and Joe back in their stalls, Christina packs up her tools and sits down on the barn floor. In a notebook, she writes down the condition of the horses she's spent time with, notes the work she performed, and schedules her next visit. She'll be back in about 6 weeks to do this all over again. For WISO's Bulletin Board Diaries, I'm Jerry Kenney.
That story was part of WISO's occasional series, Bulletin Board Diaries. To see photos from this story and to check out more from this series, go to WISO.org.